friends. How are you today? My name is Justin. Thank you so much for tuning in to a Pressed Dynasty Entertainment show today. We're talking today about how to perfect you deliver style in rap music. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. While I am going to cover ways you can improve your lyrics some other day, today I wanted to provide you with 5 important tips for improving your style as a rapper. If you want to become a better rapper, we have got you covered with a few tips for finding your beat, rhymes, and verses. Coming up with your rhymes, beats, and flows will improve your awareness of all these things, making you a far better rapper in the end. If you can learn your favorite rap songs well enough that you can sing along a cappella, then you will have an easier transition into writing and rapping your own flows. Consider listening to the instrumentals to your favorite rap songs, getting a feel for how rapping words mesh with a beat. Play around with the tone and delivery as you rap, so that it sounds diverse and dynamic, rather than bland and dull. It is a great way to become more attuned with your vocals and all of the subtle adjustments that can be made to your delivery to ensure you are rapping with more emotion rather than simply with more energy. Even if you are not singing your whole verse, or only singing parts of the song, it is often helpful to align your rapping voice to the general tenor of the beat, so the whole track becomes more melodic. If the pitch of your voice is particularly poorly aligned with the beat's pitch, your rapping may unintentionally grate. Discussing accents or emphasis in your rap flows is related to the vocal pitch of declamation, since one of the most common ways rappers insert emphasis is to increase the pitch of a word or syllable. While the rap flow, a rapper's delivery of lyrics, has been subject to increasing amounts of scholarship, the importance of vocal pitch as a flow parameter has been under-theorized. There are innumerable examples of rap tracks where the rappers intentionally use various techniques to slant the voice, emphasizing pitch in ways that seem paradoxically contradictory to one of rap's most distinguishing characteristics. Other MCs are not exactly matching the melody of the beats over which they are rapping, but may use vocal techniques to change their voices in other ways that fit the specific track. Artists frequently use vocal techniques for their voices that imitate melodies that they hear in the track they are rapping on, a synthesizer line, for instance. As part of their vocal styles, many hip-hop artists love to incorporate elements of melody. They will sing parts of their lyrics rather than rapping. Creating memorable melodies is a powerful way of increasing the lifespan of a song, and it is a vocal technique many hip-hop artists use to great effect. I think this is helped by the fact that melodies have been becoming increasingly common and prominent in rap and hip-hop music in recent years. After all, rap songs and hip-hop music are very dependent on lyrics, beats, and rhymes, while other genres put a lot of focus on melody. If we think about rapping more as a skill to employ, rather than as a particular, gated musical genre, then we understand hip-hop music far more fully. While the rhythm styles in rap music differ widely in sound, classic hip-hop tracks frequently include samples of songs previously released within the rhythm. Most hip-hop music has been accompanied with rapping vocals, as with sci-fi-influenced electro-hip-hop band Warp 9. It is composed of stylized rhythmic music, which usually accompany the rapping, rhythmic, rhyme spoken word. When you hear somebody rapping, a certain pattern that is heard is the cadence pattern, which is a musical pattern that is composed of various notes from a rhythmic music, like the 8th, 16th, and 32nd notes, which has been converted to lyrics. Common tempos for EDM genres. Not every track produced in a genre is the exact same speed, but there are certain genres that do have a typical tempo range which producers will usually fall in line with when making their beats. Tempo is one of the stylistic differences amongst many subsets of the genre, and it may be worthwhile to think about how the tempo conventions influence the production of music and the process of making beats. In this article, we are going to take a look at the best beats tempos in EDM across various genres, along with some considerations when mixing music at varying speeds. I argue that all flows of rap music can be classified as using the beat one of 5 different ways, and that each technique has its own unique set of analytical implications. Paul Edwards claimed that rappers may patterns using pitch is perhaps the most pertinent to my own discussion of pitch as the yardstick for rap flows. After working with specific styles of delivery, and listening to other artists, I found you can say whatever you want, so long as it sounds good. The art of writing rap songs comes back again to using your own authentic voice and ideas to hook the listener. Listeners are bound to hear whether or not you are writing from your heart, or simply trying to make a rap song filled with generic ideas and inspiration. Make sure that when writing your rap, you are not sounding outdated in cadence, flow, and lyrics, if you are looking to achieve mainstream exposure today. While much a great song comes from having great lyrics, rap songs require a great cadence for the beats to properly appreciate. Listening to rap often goes a long way to helping you get the hang of what should sound like when you are doing your own rapping. Recording yourself is a great way to sharpen your delivery skills and experiment with the ways that you plan on saying your rhymes, but it also helps you to recognize when you are leaning too heavily into one of your favorite rappers' directions and imitating their vocal style. Now that you have learned a little bit more about the connections between rapping, beats, and poetry, go ahead and write your own raps and share them with writers just like yourself at powerpoetry.org.
This was How to Perfect You Deliver Style in Rap Music, by Oppressed Dynasty Entertainment Show, and this was episode number 4. My name is Justin Horton, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.